First of all, you must know that it's an illegal referendum. That has been said by our constitutional court. You must know again that in our constitution, every group, every person, every institution have to obey the decision of this court. Tanja have decided to ignore the decision of this high court because just he wants to stay in power. When a president violates his old constitution on which he is coming in power, he cannot be a president of this republic. I can tell you that now Tanja is just a rebel. He is just a chief of the front. So we should fight against his presidency until he falls, because we cannot accept in Africa. This is, already an insult for all Africa, the enterprise of Tanja. You cannot accept on the reason of oil and uranium, because you and your family has achieved some amount of money and you don't want people to know the reality. You decided to block all our constitution and his democratic institution as the parliament, as the court, constitutional court, to stay in power. We cannot accept it even if he will kill all of democratic militants in this country. We will not accept it. And that is why we have called all the population of Niger to stand up and to fight his exceptional regime, his dictatorial regime. We will not obey to him. And we have called armed forces to dissociate their name from this adventure, because they must be republic forces. They cannot refuse to protect our constitutional court. They cannot refuse to support a democratic constitution, and they stay behind a dictatorial man. So that is our position, and we are going to defend it. Already, with some organization of West Africa, we have decided to put the case of Tanja before the court of ECOWAS. It means the ECOWAS is the all state organization of West Africa. So this court has to condemn Tanja and his accomplices for the violation of with our constitution, because the protocol of CEDEAO on democracy and good governance a president to modify the constitution in the last six months of his mandate. And that is what Tanja has did. So we cannot accept it. ECOWAS cannot accept it. All democratic nations of this world cannot accept this. If we should accept this just because we are afraid of what Tanja will do, I say even the civilization of this world will be collapsed. So that is my point of view.
Maru,
yeah.
Some Nigerians went to the polls and voted for the extension of President Muhammadu Tanja's term in office. Now, that gives him the power to go on with what his supporters want him to do, as to stay in power for 3 more years. So what do you say to your fellow Nigerians who voted for him?
I can tell you that democracy without rule of law is totalitarianism. That's why you should accept that everything is illegal cannot achieve any effective result. And I can tell you, even if you take the referendum as a real democratic consultation, Tanja didn't achieve even 5% of the people of this country. How can he? Yesterday he's illegal, now he's illegitimate. So he should accept the consequences of his illegitimacy. So that's why we are sure that all people of Niger is opposed to his referendum, is opposed to his stay on power for 3 years without election. How can you accept it? Even in Algeria, in Cameroon, in Gabon. The people, president, even if they should do a hot electoral hold-up, they go to competition of other Nigerians. Tanja cannot violate the political right of all peoples who want to go to presidency, to be president of republic. It's a simple right. He cannot do that. Even if he must stay in power, he should go to competition, isn't it? That's why Tanja has no justification. And beyond all this, Tanja is assermented on the Quran, who is his confessional book. Even if he cannot respect his constitution, in our before a president of Niger takes power, he, if he is Christian, he should swear on the Bible. If he is Muslim, he should swear on the Quran to give a force on his engagement to respect the constitution. All these things, Tanja has violated them. It means what? It means that Tanja has no conviction. He has no faith. He has any respect for law. So this man is what? He is a rebel, and he must be fight as a rebel.
But he is still the president. He is ruling by decree, and he has support. That is why some people went to the polls to vote for him. What is your group doing in this instance? Because he will still rule as the president of Niger.
No, he cannot. We have constitution. Tanja cannot take exceptional power because the National Assembly is opposed to the referendum. He has canceled it. The Constitutional Court is opposed to the referendum. He canceled it. And he canceled a large part of the constitution only to achieve his aim to stay in power. He cannot govern us with decree and ordinance as a man which come in power by coup d'etat. We cannot accept it. And he has no people, I can tell you, no significant people behind him. He has only his wife and brothers, his friends, and some people of Niger who has take the money of our country, and they are afraid with him because they don't want to go in jail. That is the whole problem. Tanja, you can come here. He has no political forces behind him. He has no human rights group behind him. He even in the military kazan, the vote has given 88% of no against only 12% with yes. How can he stay in power? In one region, there's some places he has less than 1% of votes, and he fabricates results to stay in power. How can you accept it? These people, if this thinks is democracy, can you think that we are going to combat Hitler will be combat? If this thing is democracy, George Bush can say he has some supporters and he will stay in power when Obama has been elected. We cannot accept it. Africa should go towards democracy as an universal doctrine without which you cannot govern a country in stability and in peace. That's why we have no problem with Tanja if today he accepts to come in the respect of our constitution. But we cannot accept him to do what he likes, as if he is our majesty, as if he is our emperor. No, we will not accept him.